Hey, hey, my magical friends. Welcome to another Witchful Ways podcast episode. I am Annika, offering you insight, guidance, tools to live a magical life every single day. So this week, of course, comes from another conversation that I just had a few minutes ago, so I'm still a little bit fired up about it, but and it's not a bad thing. It's an understanding thing. My purpose in doing what I do is so that I can bring people, one, the ability to understand that your magical and mundane lives can be so intertwined that you just simply cannot do anything other than live a magical life daily and manifest your best life ever, but also to understand what your personal power is within your practice and your life. So the conversation actually started from a message that I received on Facebook Messenger. And it was from somebody that had recently brought home a companion from me. And they were messaging me and saying, oh my gosh, this happened. I'm so thankful for, you know, this thing that occurred. This companion was able to ward off, you know, something that has been plaguing me for a while, which is a wonderful thing. If you don't know about spirit companions, they're freaking amazing. Go back and find the episode of What Are My Spirit Companions, or head to witchfulways.com and look at the information there under the More tab, spirit companion information. Anyways, so then I was like, hey, that's great. Awesome. I love when people message me and say, oh my gosh, this is what happened once I received your item, or after the reading that we had, or, you know, once I welcomed the spirit companion into my home. But then she went on to let me know that a different conjurer, she had been having a heck of a year because she had had a falling out with a conjurer, a different, you know, practitioner, that had been giving her hell basically over this last year because they were replacing their companions, this person's companions that they had gotten from them, with servitors, and was causing havoc in her life, and just kind of let me know, you know, the rundown on it. So my immediate response was my blood boiled. And here, for two reasons. One, and we're going to talk about those. One is because of this practitioner and what they are doing, not so much in a sense because I personally don't believe they can do it, but in a sense of the fear. And second is because she was cowering back from her personal power. And I wanted to make sure everyone understands this about their personal power when it comes to being in the physical and working with spirit. And here we go. Okay. So first off, let's tackle this practitioner, this conjurer, and what they're doing. First off, shady as shit, right? Like, for you to be harassing your clients and or customers like that is just crappy. And I understand, I've been working in metaphysical community since 2009, online, you know, since then, and exclusively, it's the only thing I do, since 2017. Now, there are clients and customers that will come into your realm that are just ones you don't want to deal with anymore, right? They're the fantastical ones. They're the ones that just are energy suckers, if you will. Not to say that they're bad people, just saying that they don't really jive with your energy. It's more energy expenditure than you want to give, right? Like, you guys understand what energy vampires are. So those kind of ones, when it becomes an issue or becomes, you know, something beyond where they're pushing your boundaries, then you have to go back and say, you know what? I just don't think that this is working. I just don't think that I can, you know, answer your 42 questions a day in Messenger and still maintain my boundaries and get whatever done, right? I don't want to go off on a side tangent, but so there are those. So could it have been a relationship like that? Possibly. It could have been something where somebody, you know, came back, maybe this client went and back to this person and said, hey, I don't believe that I got blah, 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 or whatever. And this conjurer then now has taken offense to some reason. I don't know what the original falling out was. But here's the thing, is one, super shady for that person, that practitioner to come back and say, this is what I'm going to do. And you're going to pay for saying that, or you're going to write whatever. You just cut the cord and move on. I think 99% of us understand that you cut the cord and move on. Don't fuel the fire and you're not going to have a problem, right? Live your life. What other people think and do are none of your business. So that's my first point. Now let's get into the good stuff. I have been working in the metaphysical community and on myself. I started working in the metaphysical practices. It's been my entire life, but in doing it purposefully since 1985. Okay. I have been through so many different metaphysical communities, both locally and once the internet came about online, right? There are so many different understandings of what it is and so many different practices and so many different ways to practice and so many different belief systems. And you all know I'm all about you do you, witchy poo. What you need is what you do, right? I don't have any judgment against that. I couldn't care less what you are or are not doing, because I know my personal power and my boundaries. Okay. So there has, in all of that time that I have been working with spirit and conjuring and magic and metaphysical and psychic ability development and mediumship and everything else since 1985, I have never come across somebody that actually has the ability to be able to pull back any conjuration that they've created from somebody that has brought them into their life or adopted them or, you know, a spirit keeper, whatever you want to call it. Okay. Never. Because when you are in conjuration, when you are creating or when you are summoning or when you are conjuring, right, these beings, you are one, if it's a custom conjure, I personally use the human companion's energetic imprint as part of the creation of the new companion, the spirit companion. This has a tie to them, right? They are part of the companion. The companion is part of them. Okay. If it's I'm doing something where a companion, let's say a conjurer has a companion that's moved forward. It's a djinn, it's a, you know, a whatever. And they're simply binding, hopefully with spirit voluntarily, but anyways, binding. Once that creation, once that new keeper, once that companion has been sent out, if you will, to somebody new, the energetic connection to the conjurer breaks. It's done. It's over. The universe does not allow it to continue to be connected to you in a way that you can call that companion back. I can't send out, you know, this kitten familiar companion to, you know, Sue Blue. And then 2 months later, Sue pisses me off and me say, well, I'm going to call that companion back to me. I'm going to remove that companion. I can't do it. It is not possible. That is not how it works. And true conjurers will absolutely understand that. You cannot have a continuous energetic connection in that capacity where you can pull them back. The other thing, okay, so 99, I have never met anyone. If you are a conjurer that can do that, please reach out to me so that I can understand how that works, because in all of the people and all of the masters and all of the gurus that I have worked with or been in contact with, right, the great conjurers, there's no way to do it. You can't. That's why there is a specific set of morals and obligations and things that you go by. And I don't want to say rules, but things that you go by within your conjuration companion, right, within the conjurations themselves, as well as the practice of conjuring. Like, it's not simple, straightforward set. And that's why if you're buying a $5 conjure, you better check the background of your conjurer, because there is a lot of time, effort and ingredients, if you will, that go into. Now, if you've been, I'm not going to go off on a side tangent on that. Okay. Trying to, you can tell, like, this really burns my butt sometimes. So to have somebody say that, right? Or they can't replace it. If they come back and say, if a conjurer, if I create something, if I conjure something, I've created something and it's sent out to Sue Blue, and Sue Blue 2 weeks later comes to me and says, I can't deal. It's not what I thought it was going to be. There's too much interruption. I didn't, you know, realize that it was going to open my third eye the way that it has, and I can't handle it. Like, I need this to go away. I can't say, okay, I'm going to dissipate that astral energy. I can't do it. Neither can anybody else. No other conjurer can come into your spirit family. No other spellcaster can come into your your magical energy, if you will, and remove something. They can't do it. Cannot be done. You're the only one that can do that. So what happens when somebody, Sue Blue, gets a hold of me and says, I can't handle it. I understand. I will send them a thing and say, these are your options. One, you can quote unquote, what I call freeze your companion at this point so that they no longer have that energetic connection to you until you feel that you are ready. You can freeze and unfreeze this connection as much as you would like and for as long as you would like. Two, you can dissipate the companion or dissipate the energy that was sent to you if it's a spell, right? You can dissipate the energy that is sent to you back to astral energy. These are the steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, to do that. I can't do it. You have to do it. But I will tell you how you can do it. And in the conjuration practice, in the action of conjuring, that ability for that person to be able to dissipate any astral energy within them is put into the recipe, if you will. Okay? So when people come up to you and say, not people come up to you, but when you're dealing with somebody, right, and they come up to you online and say, oh, I see that you have a familiar curse on you, right? And you have a family curse on you, or somebody put a hex on you, or there's somebody is, you know, sent a a demon after you or something. And no. Oh, but you know what? I bet you for $1,000, they can get rid of it. No, they can't. You can. Come and ask me, how do I do this? I will gladly tell you for free. Get into my Facebook group. Tons of information in there. Get into my membership so they can teach you about your personal power. Okay. So first off, that's the first part, right? They just can't do it. There's no way. That's not how it works. That's not how the universal energy flow works. You can't. I can't pull back a companion. And I also can't say, oh, I'm going to pull back this kitten and insert a demon for a week to cause havoc on this person. No, you can't do it. You can't do it. Okay. Second, so that's why I think that that's totally crappy. Second, and most, the most important thing for anybody to know is your personal power. Step into your personal power. I always say, step into your personal power and live a magical life daily. Why? Because your personal power allows you to be the queen or king of your personal space, your physical space. So when we talk about different realms, we all understand that, right? We have the physical realm, which you and I are in. We are a carbon-based realm. The things that are here, all like living things, right? And that all have a carbon base to them. Astral, spiritual, right? All of those are a different realm. You live in the physical realm. I think we can all agree on that. Because you live in the physical realm, you are the most powerful in the physical realm. There is nothing and no one that can create harm to you with spiritual or astral energy while you are in the physical realm. You rule it. You rule it. You have the ability to create your reality and every aspect of it, which means that, again, when somebody says, oh, somebody put a hex on you, they may be sending ill wishes to you, or somebody sent a demon, right, to cause havoc in your life, and they have, somebody has actually done that, not saying people don't do that. Somebody sends ill wishes your way or ill energy your way. The one and only way that that energy or being or whatever they sent can affect you is if you allow it. If you allow it, you have to give the permission. You have to give the permission. Nothing in any other realm other than the physical can harm you in the physical unless you give it permission. Now, you're like, why would anybody give permission to have this havoc raised in their life because of a hex or a curse or whatever it is? Because nobody in their right mind would consciously give permission for that to happen, right? That's because it happens in the subconscious aspect. You don't realize that you're giving the permission because you're not centered in your personal power. You're not in the belief that everything you have is protected energetically. Everything that you have is in the physical world, yourself, your space, your job, everything that you have in the physical world is protected from any outside energy than your own, unless you've given permission. What is permission? Fear. Fear is and subconscious permission that you give people to have control over your destiny and or reality, right? I think we can all agree with that. When we fear something, we cower back, and 9 times out of 10, we're going to let things take their course, which means other people are driving the car at that point, if you will. So your own personal power is where you need to stand in. You need to come to a reckoning that you can send an army. You can send an army of demons from your astral conjurings to me if you would like to. And not a one of them has the ability to touch me. Not one. I am unaffected by what you are trying to send to me energetically, because I know my personal power. I know my boundaries that I've put into place. I know that I have the belief in my spirit team, in my boundaries, in my protections and wards, if you will, that I have set up. Your stuff, you can't cloak it to get through to me. You can't. Because your energy, your power can't even reach me unless I give it permission. And I'll be damned if I'm going to be, because I am steadfast in that belief, I'll be damned if I'm going to have fear of you for something you say you can do. And that's what this conjurer was doing to this person. They're implanting fear. They are saying, I am so powerful. I am so knowledgeable. I am the king shit of conjurers that I can replace your companions with servitors and wreak havoc on your life. And if you are not secure in your foundation of your personal power and what you have the ability to be able to do, and the belief that what you put in as protection around you has the ability to do, then you may cower, right? When something bad happens, and something bad, I mean, we live in the physical, there's going to be stuff that happens, right? You get into a car accident because somebody else was, went through a red light. Or maybe you were inattentive, you get sick, you lose people in your life, right? Your relationships crumble sometimes. That doesn't mean that it has any outside forces happening to it. because you're driving the car of your destiny. You're creating it. You're manifesting it every single day by every action, thought, and word that you take and make. So if you say, got into this car accident, oh my gosh, this must be an action of somebody that sent something out, right? So now I want to talk. So steadfast in your personal power, understand that there is absolutely no way that any spiritual or spirit realm or astral realm energy can reach you even if you do not allow it. And again, if you want to work on your personal power, reach out to me, get into my Facebook group, get into my membership, because that's what I'm all about. Your personal empowerment. How do you create this protection where you then again don't have to work on it every day? You don't have to consciously work every day to have your protections and wards in place. And how you don't inadvertently or subconsciously let somebody else's energy influence you. So when we talk about then Reiki energy, for example, right? When you ask for healing or when somebody is sending you good vibes, if you will, for lack of other terms, that comes through to you because the intention is good. But that does not mean that it can be cloaked again. They can't send negative energy. They can't send, I always use the term demon just as a blanket term. They can't send a spiritual or an astral demon under the cloak or the guise of good vibes. It doesn't happen. It does not happen. As long as you don't give it permission. Just like if there is a spirit in your house that you don't want there anymore because it's bothering you for whatever reason, you have the ability and the power to say, you are no longer welcome here and you have to leave. And they have no other option but to leave unless you continue to give it the permission. So let's equate that then to spell casting. I always tell people, right? My thing is, if you are casting your spell and your intention is to manifest, right? Because that's what spell casting is. We're working on manifesting a change or something into or away from ourselves. If you are working on a spell that is going to bring you $10,000 in the next month, like I'm going to manifest $10,000 in 30 days, and you cast that spell and you go through the most elaborate, if you wanted to, even ritual spell casts, right? Rituals and spell casts being two different things, but ritual spell casts, and it's the most elaborate thing. And when you're done through the entire thing, your intention is $10,000 in 30 days and you're all done. And then your mind goes to, yeah, right. We'll see. You've already put the doubt in there. You've already negated all of that work that you just put in because you don't hold the belief that you have the power to manifest that, that you have the power to actually change your reality. So that is that little glip, right? That little glitch or blip or whatever of doubt, which equates to fear when it comes to talking about somebody else being able to touch you energetically. Okay. I hope that makes sense. And I don't mean to ramble on and on. And again, I think you guys can hear my passion about this because one, I feel like practitioners that use fear-based tactics to drum up their client base are just scummy. They're just scummy. And they make such a bad taste in the mouth for the people, the clients that they have or their customers that they have that they're working with, that it makes them fearful and gives them a skewed aspect of what actually is available from somebody that has the proper quote unquote training, if you want. By training, I mean experience. That's all there is to it. Everybody's got to start somewhere. I'm not saying somebody that is a new conjurer or that is a new spellcaster or that is a new, magical mentor, you know, or whatever is a bad thing. No, I'm saying that you have to understand that there is not somebody that has an all-powerful that is able to, in the physical realm, that is able to do anything on an energetic level to you unless you allow it. It may not be consciously that you're allowing it, and that's something that you need to work on and get yourself firmly grounded into your personal power so that you understand the practices that you need to be doing, so that you understand what it is that is allowing these things to slip through to you if you feel like you're having any of these issues. Okay, that's my spiel for the day. And with that, thank you for joining me again for another podcast episode. Be sure that you head over to witchfulways.com so that you can check out that free resources page and get your hands on all the witchy goodness that's over there. Lots of guides and mini courses that are available to you free. And you can also check out all the other witchy offerings I have going on. Have a wonderfully magical rest of your day. Until next time.